This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And as promised, this hour, we're going to start off by looking at whistleblowers and whether they have enough protection in our country. You might have seen the viral Facebook videos uploaded by Muhammad Azri Hamid, who is the founder of Hot Burger Malaysia. So the videos showed what appeared to be an illegal gambling den in Bandar Baru, Sungai Buloh, and Azri claimed that the police had turned a blind eye to it and had also allowed the sale of contraband cigarettes in the area. However, Sungai Buloh Police Chief Shafatun Abu Bakar denied Azri's allegations, and she said that it was inappropriate for him to upload the video when he could have reported it directly to the police. So the police, meanwhile, have also lodged a police report against Azri and will be calling him in for questioning. So that's the setup. Meanwhile, Home Minister Datuk Sri Hamzah and IGP Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur have met Azri separately to hear him out, and they both thanked him for raising the issue. But the Home Minister also went on to stress the need to use proper channels to report crimes, specifically by lodging police reports, and that doing so would protect whistleblowers from danger, although he didn't clarify what he meant by this. And the latest in this is that MACC has arrested three enforcement officers from the Shah Alam City Council who are suspected of receiving bribes of up to 3,500 ringgit a month for protecting illegal business premises in Sungai Buloh. They include gambling dens and unlicensed stalls selling cigarettes, food and more. And I think, you know, that's a lot that's happened over the last 4 days or so, but it does shape the ongoing conversations that we are having on whistleblowers, because we've had cases in the recent past that were more high profile, and I'm thinking here of stuff surrounding 1MDB. But we also want to delve into whistleblowing cases that perhaps aren't as high stakes, but are nonetheless very important, because while the methods may appear controversial, they can also be an effective way of promoting accountability and transparency. And I think there are a number of different things that need to be addressed here, not least of which is the trust deficit that exists between the public and officials as a whole, I think. And this comes from a very, very long-standing culture or belief, whether earned or unearned, that essentially things just don't happen, or, you know, arrests don't happen. Justice doesn't seem to happen as quickly as we'd like sometimes. And so I think in this instance, the idea that you would lodge a police report that would implicate the police, that I understand why that is, of course, the correct path to go. But it also does not seem logically like that's the path that's going to get you the furthest. And so that's where whistleblowing enters the picture, right? Which is why we do need to talk about whether or not, following on from that, whistleblowers, whatever means they choose to pursue this, are given enough protection. So you can let us know what you think. I mean, as we said, the person who uploaded the videos is now going to be called in for questioning himself. So does the Whistleblower Protection Act offer us enough fundamental protections, you know? And when it comes to reporting these sorts of crimes and injustices, I suppose, you know, is social media a useful tool? Despite the fact that the government encourages us all to report to the police directly, which is absolutely the correct path to go, what role does social media play in all of this? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be crossing over after this to Dr. Mohamed Mohan, who is the president of Transparency International Malaysia. Do let us know your thoughts or questions and keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about whistleblowing. And this is coming after the case that you might have seen of Facebook videos being uploaded showing what appeared to be an illegal gambling den in Bandar Baru, Sungai Buloh. And the claim here is that the police had turned a blind eye to it and had also allowed the sale of contraband cigarettes. That claim has been denied, and subsequently the police also lodged a report against Muhammad Azri Hamid, the person who uploaded the videos, and will be calling him in for questioning. So the question here really is whether or not this, you know, what are the appropriate paths, right, in order to show or cast a light, bring attention to issues that involve, in some cases, enforcement officials themselves. You can let us know your thoughts by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Dr. Mohamed Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. Dr. Mohan, thanks for joining us on the show. So what were your reactions to the news that the police were going to investigate the man who had uploaded the video onto Facebook?
Well, I'm not surprised totally because, well, this gentleman who uploaded the video to the Facebook, actually, he's sort of whistleblowing what is happening, you know, and he's talking about gambling place where they were gambling and so on. And he accused the authorities of protecting these people. So it is a whistleblowing. And the reason I'm not surprised is because under our current Whistleblowing Protection Act, he should be actually filing a complaint to the authorities. So in this case, it could be the police or the MACC or the customs or immigration or road transport department, you know. So in this case, I'm not sure whether he has done, although he claimed in the news media from what I read that he has complained to the authorities, but he didn't say which authority. So we are not very sure. So as far as the act is concerned, if you don't file your complaint to these various authorities as a whistleblower, then you would not get any protections. But on the other hand, if he's reporting a wrongdoing, I think it is morally correct for any authorities to investigate and not take action against him, but actually call him to assist in the investigation. You know, they could put it that way rather than saying that, you know, we are going to take action against him because, he may have evidence and so on.
And maybe you could talk to us as well about how whistleblowers are generally treated in Malaysia.
Based on the previous last statistics, I don't have the figures offhand, but from my understanding, for the last 10 years since the Act came into enforcement, I think it was enforced in 2011, so you're talking about 9 years, from what I can remember, it's about 450 to less than 500 people, or approximately 500 people who have actually been given protection. That doesn't look good because it shows that not many people are coming forward to report. And one of the reasons for this is because, you see, in the current Act, you only can report to these several agencies and then you get protection. So if you go to the media and expose this, then you don't get protection. So in this case, this gentleman who uploaded his video in the Facebook, based on the current law, he will not get protection. In that sense, how are whistleblowers protected? Well, if you report to the right authorities, then they may decide to give you protection. However, there are a lot of other sections within the Act that may disqualify a whistleblower who have actually, blew the whistle if he contravenes with other laws.
Yeah, and you mentioned just now that there are several agencies that whistleblowers can report to. Could you tell us what they are?
The first one, of course, MACC, Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. That is for in the case of bribery and corruption. Then you have the Royal Malaysian Police. Then you have the Customs, Royal Malaysian Customs. Then we have the Immigration Department. Then we have the Road Transport Department. We have the Companies Commission of Malaysia, SSM. And then we also have the Security Commissions of Malaysia. So total, there are seven.
Right. And I think the big question here is, what sort of protection is afforded to whistleblowers under the Whistleblower Protection Act 2010?
Okay. Normally, the protection is given is, number one, his identity is not disclosed. He is also protected against detrimental action. Detrimental action means, supposing he has reported a wrongdoing in his organization. When the authorities investigate the organization and the organization finds out that who actually reports, they cannot take action against the individual. So the Act gives him protection. And also his identity is protected. So that kind of protection is given, but on condition that he reports to these organizations, the seven that I have mentioned earlier. So that is where it stands as of today. But there is one major concern in the current Act, in a sense that if an individual, especially we are talking about private companies or even a government agency, and he doesn't report to these agencies, but instead he reports to his own organization. And that will be the normal reaction of any employee. They will not dare to go to the authorities to report straight away. Question is, what happens if no action is taken? And if he wants to report to MACC, for example, after that, he may not get the protection because he has already exposed the complaint to the internally. You know, so currently, under the current act, those internal reporting is not in the provision. So this is something that the authorities should be looking at. And we in Transparency International Malaysia, we have also made this suggestion before that, you know, that is something to be looked at.
So Johor Bahru MP Akmal Nazir stated that there are a few flaws in the Act itself. Could you maybe tell us what the gaps are?
No, the first thing is, as I mentioned, if you don't report to any of these seven authorities, then you can't be given protection. Now, this gentleman has uploaded his video in the Facebook. Now, that is going to the media. So under the current act, whistleblowing to the media, they don't get protection. Now, if you recollect back the Panama Papers, now, if not for the media, I don't think we would have known about the Panama Papers. So in that sense, media plays a big part in exposing this kind of wrongdoing. But as it stands now in our country, whistleblowing to the media, they do not get protection. Now, the other thing that's worth mentioning here is that even though whistleblower can report to the authorities, like in the case of MACC and so on, but under Section 6, Subsection 1, it stipulates that if a person may make a disclosure of improper conduct to any agency, provided that such disclosures is not specifically prohibited by any written law. So you see the last part, such disclosure is not specifically prohibited by any written law, which means that, for example, whatever he is disclosing, if it comes under the Official Secrets Act 1972 or the Banking and Financial Institution Act, BAFIA, which is now replaced by the Financial Services Act, or Section 203A of the Penal Code, if anything that he reports contravenes with those kind of law, then even if he gets a protection, that protection could be withdrawn. So this is where we, in our view, the Section 6, Subsection 1 should explicitly say that whistleblower protection should be given if any other law, written law, prohibits the disclosure. In other words, what we are saying is the WPA or the Whistleblower Protection Act should supersede other provisions. But as it is now, it is not the case. So this is a weakness which we see, that we feel that it should be rectified.
Yeah, and also, should the laws be amended to maybe broaden the avenues and channels for whistleblowing, particularly when the information is about the government or government-linked agencies?
Okay, there are two schools of thought on this. As I said, if you take the Panama Papers case, if not for the media, the world wouldn't have known what was the whole story all about. So the media played a very important part. Now, in the context of Malaysia, we need to give some deep thought to this, simply because when we allow that openly, there could be a lot of cases of people exposing things which may not be true. It could be a fake information. And here we are talking about reputation and therefore, we need to give some thought to this. Although it's a good thing to expose this through the media, but we have to consider the other consequences of that. So I think this will require further debate. Even in our case, we have thought about it and we have debated this. But so far, it's something for us to think about and talk further with the authorities. How effective will that be? So as it is now, if it is exposed to the media, the whistleblower doesn't get protection. That has to be very clear.
So is there anything that the whistleblower or the public could do to demand fair treatment when the Act fails to offer protection?
Well, what the public can do is, I think through civil societies and also the general public should actually take a look at these provisions in the law and see how they could be amended to give greater protection to the whistleblowers. The whole idea is to encourage people to come forward, especially in corruption-related cases. It is important that, you know, the country needs to move forward. So therefore, greater protection for these people is important. So on our part, Transparency International, we have already made several recommendations to the previous government, the Pakatan Harapan government. We have given several recommendations, and there were some progress made through the legal division in the Prime Minister's Department. But because of the change in the government, things have sort of stalled. But lately, I understand that they are looking at this. We hope that the new government will look at this and take into consideration some of the recommendations that civil societies have made. And we hope that with that, we will give the greater protection to the whistleblowers.
Overall, then, how else can the whistleblowing process be improved upon?
As I said, first of all, the Act must be robust enough to give people the comfort that their identity will be protected. They will not lose their jobs if they blow a whistle, if they are working for an organization. Because a lot of issues within an organization can be exposed by the employee. And the other thing we can improve on, as I said, earlier I told you about Section 6, whereby if you, when you blow the whistle, if you violate other laws, like the Section 203A of Penal Code and Financial Services Act and OSA, then they don't get protection. So this provision should be amended, whereby the Whistleblower Protection Act should supersede other laws. The other thing also we would suggest is that apart from these 7 agencies, which I've mentioned earlier, other organizations should also be allowed for the whistleblower to report. For example, probably Suhakam, one of them. And also, we don't have this, but it was proposed by the previous government. We have a Parliamentary Ombudsman's Office. So if you have this Parliamentary Ombudsman's Office, then the public can actually go and report to them. I think there is one big concern among the public today when it comes to whistleblowing is the trust deficit. The whistleblowers are very afraid of these authorities. Maybe there is a trust deficit, and maybe that's because they are afraid that, you know, once you report and it's exposed, then action will be taken against them. So we need to create an environment where they are not afraid, but they must come forward and freely report. In that way, I think you will get more exposure of wrongdoings and more whistleblowers will come forward. And the most important thing is the whistleblowers must feel they will be protected. Their identity will be protected. There won't be action taken against them or the authorities don't go after them. You know, they must feel comfortable. But as whistleblowers, they also have to be responsible. Because when you whistleblow, you need to be prepared to have and provide evidence. Hearsays are not something that authorities will take it lightly. Hearsays are something that I think whistleblowers should refrain from doing that, because that's not the purpose of having a whistleblower, right?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mohan, thank you so much for joining us this evening. That was Dr. Mohamed Mohan, President at Transparency International Malaysia, talking about whistleblowers and the protections that they are offered within our existing Whistleblower Protection Act. And this is in light of essentially videos that were uploaded showing illegal gambling dens or what purported to be illegal gambling dens in Bandar Baru, Sungai Buloh. And, you know, what are your thoughts on using social media as a way to whistleblow? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be back to continue those conversations and also to talk about whether or not you can sue someone for spreading COVID-19. That is going to be coming your way after the 6:30 news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.